interest of time, request your permission.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Good afternoon. In the interest of time, request your permission to skip the capital management officer's oral report.
Okay, we'll see what time is left that you'd like to jump right to.
Okay. So we would like to proceed with the other items on the agenda.
Okay, let's start with the action items, okay?
Yes, sir.
Item number 38.
Item number 38 is requesting permission to do the engineering and the environmental work on the bridge to the Universal City, across the Universal City station. We have an agreement with the Universal City property that we are going to provide them a pedestrian crossing of the Lancashire Boulevard, either underground or above ground. Previously, they had objected to anything above ground. Now our attorneys have worked out an agreement to do a bridge concept, and they have given us a bridge concept. We need to do an analysis of seismic, what it takes to make that bridge work, and also environmentally how it affects the neighborhood. So we are requesting $500,000 to do that study.
Are there any questions of staff at this point? I mean, it's sort of a hold your nose kind of a situation based on a previous agreement with the Universal folks. So,
yes, sir.
I understand where everybody's coming from. We do have John Walsh. You sign up on item number 38, please.
You know, this has been going on for about 10 or 12 years.
At least, huh, John?
Okay. And first we had the French running. What do we have? The Japanese were running Universal. Then the French Water Company came in running Universal. Now the French Water Company is disappearing. Somebody else is coming. And I hope people don't misconstrue some things I said. When Lou Wasserman was running this, and when the people who were running it were Jewish, everything ran very smoothly. But then came the Japanese, these foreigners. And it's, you're right, hold your nose. But it is very dangerous, and we do need a bridge or an underpass, but not 6 years, 6 years tolling the claim. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The items before us.
I'll move it.
Motion. Is there a second? If there are no objections, so ordered.
Thank you.
Item 39.
Item number 39 is our Director of Systems Engineering applied for an ARRA grant to do a wayside energy storage system project, and we were lucky to receive a $4.466 million grant from ARRA, and we want to establish life of project budget of $4.466 million.
So this is basically being grant funded, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll move the recommendation.
Second.
Okay. Is there anyone signed up on item 39?
No.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. It's always nice when we get just about the right same amount of money to grant to pay for something. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Okay, so ordered.
Thank you, sir.
Item 40 is a master cooperative agreement between the Los Angeles County.
We have negotiated with them the language of the cooperative agreement, and for the FI-10, we are going to be spending approximately $350,000, but the overall total contract will be around $1.5 million. So we request approval for CEO to sign the agreement.
Okay. Are there any questions of staff at this point?
I'll move the recommendation.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, without objection, so order.
Okay. So that completes all our action items. So if you wish, we can do the oral report.
We have a closed session item?
Yes, sir.
Okay, maybe we could. Do we have any public comments?
Yes.
I will take the public comments, and then we'll adjourn to closed session and do the action item.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
These are two brand new speakers, John Walsh and Arnold Sachs.
I'm glad you have a sense of humor.
But I want to say, Mr. Leahy, you really did a good job when you fired Mr. Thorpe. You want to know why he was fired? Gloria Molina and I sat down and decided he didn't belong here. But in fact, the Expo Authority extended him for 2 or 3 more years and gave him a big raise. Another reason you should not have authorities running things. If he's not good enough for here, why is he so good over there? Oh, that's right. He's white, and he's going to build it for my ancestors' ethnicity. HollywoodHighlands.org. I talked to the man who owns the southwest corner of First and Lorena, where the accidents will occur because there are no gates. And he's in his store, and he's watching for the blood to be spilled in the east side. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, for the record, I need to say that I did not terminate Mr. Thorpe from the employment of the MTA.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Sorry that I missed yesterday's meeting regarding the new projects that were discussed, but I'm concerned. For years and years and years, we've heard about the Green Line extension to the airport, and now the Crenshaw line that's going to run south, according to the construction plans or the plans that were submitted, is going to be a trench. Nothing ever mentioned in any of the Green Line extension to the airport. I'm concerned about the fact that since the area directly north or southwest of the aviation proposed station is airport property. And I don't believe that Prop R funding or any funding should be used to build an extension on airport property. The airport has gone from a $3 billion renovation project to over $8 billion, and they haven't spent a penny on any kind of public transportation project at all. Let them get some money to come out to their property line. And finally, very quickly.
Thank you. No, that's not quick enough. Okay.
Stay seated. Be quiet.
Charles Clueless.
Okay. Easy now. Easy. All right. We're going to go into closed session for an action item, and Mr. Walsh is signed up to speak.
It's good. It's okay.
With what?
You did number 38?
Yes. It was a whole... No, I mean, if you want to be casted as a no vote, we discussed it as a hold your nose vote.
You what?
A hold your nose vote.
A hold your nose vote? Okay, so now the request has been reduced dramatically, right?
Yes. Yeah, we do have a letter from them. Yes. The $500,000.
We are talking. She's talking about the thing, and it says depending on design.
Depending on design.
Yes, depending on design.
My decision or their decision?
We are going, they have given a concept to us, and we want to evaluate and see what it takes to build that bridge, seismically how it works, environmentally what it does to the neighborhood and Campari Cohanga, and then we will come back to you.
You'll come back to us.
You will come back to you.
Did you set up a set of standards? Depending on design, could be a $38 billion bridge. Right? Certain standards have been put in place, certain criteria is going to be met, certain things. If they want to add more neon lights, if they want, you know. Did you do that?
I think we have some legal agreements between the two parties. We will definitely evaluate the concept they have given us.
You don't have any legal responsibility to create a set of standards or criteria for evaluation. I just think when you leave something depending on design, it's like saying maybe yes and maybe no. Whereas I'd like them to set. I don't want it to be so horrible that it's going to look, you know, take away from. But
we won't approve that.
I understand that, but we spent all this money designing it.
Again.
Maybe we can, Charles, they have come to us with a
This is their concept. Design. This evaluation is their design, not ours. If we were underground, this is overground. This is the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. Years ago, we talked about a pedestrian hub. So now we've shifted to a bridge. So the question is, that will Universal accept a bridge?
Yeah.
And they came back and said, yes, and then there were some conditions. And one of those conditions was the design substantially on the conceptual design.
Is that what you're agreeing to?
We are not agreed to anything at this point. We are evaluating and see what it takes to do it and how much it's going to cost. We need to come back to you after our evaluation and request approval to proceed further.
So again, it's going to cost me $500,000 to do that evaluation.
Correct. That's correct. That's our best estimate.
Murthy, we have the conceptual designs. We have the artist renderings of the bridge.
They gave an artist a rendering. It's a pretty linear, small, good-looking bridge, but seismically we don't know how it works. That's what the evaluation we want to do.
Well, I think the question from the director is, do we have standards that will aid us and guide us in the evaluation?
This is a unique pedestrian bridge, and we have criteria for bridges, how we design and all that, but this is something unique that they have come up with.
It's their design, not ours.
Yeah.
So it has to match to our design standards, particularly as it relates to the seismic piece.
Yeah, I guess that's the question. If there are standards, great.
We have bridge standards.
We do have bridge standards. We do.
And we can, at the board meeting, let's bring forward the
I know, but in this agreement, and this is a legal issue.
We can't be building bridges from the standard. Is that an understood thing with you?
I think this is when you change
that
is not part of the
You understand how this will never make sense if you never get us there?
That is not part of the letter.
From them, but that will be part of the letter going back to them.
Yes.
We're not going to agree to a bridge.
We cannot build. We will not build a bridge that doesn't meet our standards. Is that correct? Is that correct?
That's correct. Absolutely.
Except that.
Except what?
If it doesn't meet our standards, we build a
tunnel.
That is our obligation.
All right. So that's what I'm trying to understand. That it is not just our interest to put our template over their drawing, and I understand that there should be a set of standards that hopefully we can agree. They've made some squiggly design across the bridge, and I've promenade walk there, and it doesn't meet our standards. Could we get to a point where we'd negotiate what that would be before we get to the expensive tunnel?
Absolutely. It has to meet our standards. That's what we will be evaluating against.
Both standards.
Well, look, this is not that hard. There's seismic standards, there's a width standard, there's a height standard. We'll show the artist rendering, so we'll make sure the aesthetics are pleasing. Correct?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
We will match up to their aesthetics and what they want, but we will not build a bridge that is not seismically safe.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we'll be doing. In a artistic rendering, it looks nice. Whether we can make it safe, build it safe, that's what we are going to do the evaluation. Absolutely.
But we will accommodate their interest in building a bridge by trying to meld what they want and what we would like it to be, right?
Yes.
I go to court on this, and I don't want to pay for expensive other things. And this is year what of this?
1994.
15, at least. Okay, well, 15. The price keep going up.
Are the openings still there? Are those metal things still down there that allowed us to punch through?
No, knockout panels are there.
Yes.
They are still there, yes, sir.
Well, there are no written reports on the litigation.